Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Port operators agreed Thursday to a 62% wage increase with the 47,000-member International Longshoremen's Association, ending a strike with potentially severe economic impact. The U.S. Maritime Alliance agreed to a base hourly rate that will increase to $63 per hour over 6 years. The current rate is $39 per hour. ILA asked for a 77% increase that, when combined with overtime and work rules, would enable experienced dock workers to earn $100,000 or more per year. The Wall Street Journal reports that the USMX offer came after the White House privately and publicly pressed the large shipping lines and cargo terminal operators who employed longshore workers to resolve their differences. On word of the settlement, President Biden issued this statement. Quote, collective bargaining works, and it is critical to building a stronger economy from the middle out and the bottom up, end quote. By Wednesday, more than 38 container ships, some likely with tea on board, had dropped anchor. The number of idled vessels was expected to quickly double. In an open letter on the ILA website, union leader Harold Daggett writes, quote, our members feel underappreciated, especially given the sacrifices they made during the pandemic. A policy statement on the website said the union, quote, opposes any form of automation, full or semi, that replaces jobs or historical work functions, end quote. Many of our members operate multi-million-dollar container handling equipment for a mere $20 per hour. In some states, the minimum is already $15 an hour. USMX overlooks the fact that two-thirds of our members are constantly on call with no guarantee of employment if no ships are being worked, writes ILA. The agreement extends the prior contract through January 15, 2025, giving the two sides a few months to negotiate other issues, including automation. This week's walkout was the first East Coast dockworker strike in 50 years. Business Insight. Copenhagen-based Sea Intelligence estimated the three-day strike disrupted 2.5% of global shipping capacity. Quote, should the strike last 4 weeks, causing almost 7% of the global fleet to be tied up along the East Coast, the overall impact on the supply and demand equation would be very significant, end quote, Sea Intelligence told Bloomberg News. Tea growers in eastern Nepal were largely spared following days of record rains that brought flash floods and fatal landslides. According to meteorologists at Nepal's Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, rainfall totals broke a 54-year record in the Kathmandu Valley, one of 14 districts where 25 observation stations set records. Nepal Tea Collective founder Nishal Benskota said, quote, they're still assessing the actual damage, but there are a lot of landslides around the farm, especially ours, end quote. On September 27th, the Yapa district recorded 299 millimeters of rain in 24 hours, with seven weather stations reporting more than 200 millimeters of rain. Rainfall above 50 millimeters is considered heavy. Nepal typically receives 1,472 millimeters of rain during the June 13th through October 2nd monsoon. Totals in several districts are up by 55% or more compared to the norm, killing 235 prior to the current deluge. In addition to increased rainfall, maximum temperatures in Nepal are rising faster at 0.056 degrees Celsius a year compared to the global average of 0.003 degrees. Red Cross Climate Center scientist Liz Stevens explains that, quote, While it's difficult to draw firm conclusions from records which only began in 1970, this rainfall is a huge increase on the previous record, and the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has indicated with high confidence that Nepal will see further increases in heavy rainfall as a result of climate change. Quote, these floods are further evidence of the help that countries like Nepal need to adapt to a climate very different from what they saw in the past, end quote, said Stevens. Home Ministry spokesman Rishiram Wotewari told the Business Standard that 217 storm-related deaths have occurred across the country, with 28 people still reported missing and another 148 seriously injured. The government has dispatched 20,000 security personnel, including police and military, in an all-out effort to search for bodies and distribute relief. A study of more than 25,000 adults in 32 countries finds that tea drinkers are almost 20% less likely to have heart issues, including high blood pressure, which increase the risk of stroke. Coffee drinkers drinking more than 4 cups daily were about 40% more likely to have issues that increase the risk of stroke. Researchers noted that excessive coffee drinking indicates higher levels of caffeine, which promotes the release of adrenaline, increases heart rate and blood pressure. In contrast, quote, low to moderate coffee consumption had no association with stroke, end quote. According to the article published in the peer-reviewed International Journal of Stroke, about half of the 26,950 adults participating in the study had survived a stroke in the past 2.5 days. Within 5 days, all participants filled out questionnaires about their medical history, diet, physical activity, and other stroke risk factors like smoking and high blood pressure. Each was asked how many cups of coffee, Chinese or Japanese green tea, black tea, or other kinds of tea they drank daily. About 1 in 5 participants drank neither beverage. Nearly half exclusively drank tea, and about 15% drank coffee alone. Nearly 1 in 5 consumed both. Those drinking black teas, including Earl Grey and breakfast teas, had the lowest overall risk of stroke at 29%, while those drinking green tea reduced their stroke risk by 27%. Drinking 4 or more cups of tea daily lowered the risk by an average 19%. Researchers found that adding milk to any tea negated all potential stroke-related benefits. This is because milk binds with antioxidants, which are disease-inhibiting molecules found in both coffee and tea. No assessment was made of the impact of sugar, syrup, spices, and other add-ins. The team found that drinking 4 or more cups of coffee per day raised the risk of stroke by 37%. Quote, these associations suggest that individuals consider avoiding high coffee consumption, greater than 5 cups daily, to impact future stroke risk, end quote. The study included thousands of U.S., U.K., and Canadian patients, as well as many Europeans, but most of those studied were Chinese and of South Asian descent. The majority were men, and most patients were also overweight, a risk factor for stroke. Their average age was 61. Business Insight. The geographically and diverse InterStroke International Case Control Study identified 10 modifiable risk factors collectively associated with 90% of the global population attributable risk of stroke.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.